There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. The only kind of holster I run, the only kind of holster I am going to run. Check them out. My next guest, he and his brother run something called the Firearms Coalition, and they've just put out a book called Neil Knox, The Gun Rights War, available on Amazon. This is what their dad did. They are following along in the tradition, and they've started something up that I think their dad would be proud of. Joined again by Chris Knox. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm just trying to cope with everything. I wanted to ask you a question because I'm sure you and your brother operate without, I think some of these pro-gun advocates sort of have like rose-colored glasses on from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have just clear, transparent lenses. I was looking at this tweet that Shannon Watts put out where she's saying that at the NRA convention you won't be able to carry a gun, which is 180 degrees away from the truth.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen supposed pro-gun advocates get out there and purposely put out misinformation for any reason?
No, I haven't. I've seen some of our guys stretch or shade a little bit. But in one of the, and that was actually one of the things that Dad wanted to push on, that you have to put out factual, accurate information. Otherwise, the other side is going to bury you. Shannon Watts has the advantage of being friendly with the dominant media, and we don't. We don't have that luxury. So we have to make sure our facts are straight. So our guys, there's still, the George Washington Liberty Teeth quote is still out there. There's some bad information or people talk about, some really bad quotes. But in general, our guys are pretty clean. And when we start putting out numbers, they're accurate. We don't have anything as egregiously wrong as the 43 times more likely to be killed by a gun. You know what I'm talking about there.
Well, I'm happy that I exist in the other 57. But that's all beside the point. I've heard from the other side the characterizations of conservatives at large. And it sort of seems like we on the now, one thing about the gun advocacy is that we do have teeth and we're not afraid to bite back when being bitten.
Oh yeah.
But we and I'm not saying that maybe we should, but I've never been interviewed myself by somebody of any sort of caliber. Like a Chris Matthews or anything, because these guys get quite... Well, I have been interviewed by Tom Hartman. You ever had the pleasure of his being interviewed by him on his radio show?
I have not, but I know he's... I know the name, but I believe he's on the other side.
Dad
had a lot of fun with Don Imus one time. And he appeared with Michael Beard of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, previously known as National Coalition to Ban Handguns.
Right.
And they do keep changing their names. But it's really funny because they appeared several times together. One was on Nightline and appeared on the split screen. And they had a line then that have you ever held a handgun, felt the power to take another human life? And Dad looked at him and he said, Mike, I've owned guns, used guns, held guns, all sorts of guns all my life, and I've never felt that. Maybe you shouldn't own a gun.
Well, you know, one of the things that I keep wanting to do, I want to... With Tom Hartman, I quit going to his show because really it's sort of a fool's errand. I got him one time. I got him. Yeah. I zinged him good because they don't come in very well prepared at all. But, you know, I would ask him some of the stuff he would ask me that am I behind that? I would just simply ask him, do you honestly believe that I'm behind that? Do you think that's my position? That I'm saying, yes, it's okay to kill kids. That's what you think I'm
is
saying.
Is it your object to arm these people?
Yes,
to
yes.
Shoot up a school?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've simply asked him that. And he at that point, that's when you're starting to take the wind out of their sails. But every time I've ever tried to engage them to win them over, like, say, Shannon Watts has them in her back pocket, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fool's errand, isn't it? It really is. They
yeah.
come at you, mad at you from the get go, without even knowing what they're talking about.
Yeah, there's a lot of the in the discussion, and of course, if you follow Twitter, there's a lot of just never ending flame wars, and it's even engaging in that stuff, it tends to there's not a whole lot you can gain from it. But the best thing is if you're going to do any kind of advocacy is to make sure to stay calm. I have made the mistake of, in fact, I used to get spun up pretty quickly, and I have made the mistake where I finally decided I can't talk to politicians. I'm just going to go sit down. I'm going to let my brother do the talking. I would tend to get too spun up. And so I've had to mature and learn a little bit since then. So, but it's one of those things you have to keep on track and you have to maintain that. One thing to keep in mind as far as the argument is that whether online or on a radio show or in just a group discussion, you probably aren't going to convince the true believer sitting across from you. But it's somebody who's kind of watching the debate, who's interested but really isn't sure where they stand. Then if you can engage them indirectly in talking to the other guy and let him sound like the nut and keep the and just keep a calm demeanor and make sure that you're not the one that somebody thinks is crazy and then is, well, you know, I'm the one here with the gun and the other guy, maybe it's a good thing he doesn't have a gun. I don't know. Just kind of the way.
Do you think when they resort to ad hominem that they've lost the that's hopefully do they keep it together long enough till the end of the interview where they have to just go ad hominem because they can't help themselves?
As soon as they go that direction, then it's to where well you're just trying to arm the thugs and arm the criminals and well they're going to be armed anyway no matter what the law says. The law does not dictate human behavior, thank God. The human nature and what people do dictates how they're going to act. But as soon as they start going down that direction, like you do this just so that you can, you have blood on your hands, and as a member of the NRA or as a member of the gun lobby, you participate in these murders. And as soon as they go down that direction, you just kind of let it soak in and say, yeah, you know, this is just really how stupid you sound.
Hang on.
Other people will see it. They may not.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox on 8th Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Teach a Rift Action Response Kit that has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. They are modular. They work everywhere, inside the waistband, outside the waistband, on your chest, on a rig, beside your bed, in the bed. You know, I mean, they've got a way to hook you up thousands of different ways. Just go check them out. You'll see what I'm talking about. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition, and you can get the benefits of his work with a book based upon the work of his dad, Neil Knox, The Gun Rights War, at Amazon.com, is Chris Knox. This is really, your dad had a lot of moments in life, didn't he? I mean, and this is really just an illustration of those moments, which is actually pretty easy to read. Because you're not sitting out there and you're not trying to get all literary on me and try to, you know, give me
the book is composed mostly of columns and essays. Some of it was never published before, but it's mostly stuff that has been out there before. His columns at Shotgun News, a column that still exists. My brother and I still have writing duties on it. I jump in there occasionally. It has excerpts from or columns and articles from going all the way back to 1966. There was a gun show built in 1966 that kind of echoed what they're trying to do today, that the dealers wouldn't be able to sell at gun shows, that there would be all kinds of limits that individuals would not be able to trade guns without having a license to deal in guns. And so what it does is really illustrates it's more than 30 years of the history of the gun rights war. And what it shows is that everything goes around, it comes around again. There are no new ways to ban guns. And so for that reason, a lot of what he wrote back then applies directly today.
Today.
Yeah, right now. You look through the history. There's only a few ways you can do it. You can say you can prohibit the gun. You can prohibit certain ammunition. There's a lot of discussion of armor-piercing ammunition. It's what inspired the foundation of the Firearms Coalition back in 1984. There are you can limit big guns or little guns. They tried to ban the 50 caliber, and then they also, because it was too big, and they tried to ban the 5.7, FN 5.7.
The funky round.
Yeah, that funky little round. It's a sub-22. Well, it's too small, and it'll go through a vest.
Mm.
And so, you know, they want to bracket what you are allowed to have. And Jeff has written about this before. Just that word allow just grates. I don't know. It was a new term. In Texas, we never used that word. I don't know what it is about Texas, but we moved to Ohio and kids said, "Are you allowed to play?" And they would, they'd say a little different from that. We were trying to figure out what allowed meant. It took a while.
Mm.
So there's a mindset there that is behind it. But anyway, the book stems from that history. Now, Dad, going back, those who aren't familiar with his name, he was a pretty big name gun writer back in the 60s and 70s. He was pretty well known. He was kind of a second generation after Bev Mann and Jack O'Connor and folks like that. He came along afterwards with people like Jim Carmichael, who was once an associate editor of Hand Loader and Rifle, while Dad was the editor. There's a lot of history there, but the thing that motivated Dad was that he was a gunny. He was a championship rifleman. He was a active trap and skeet shooter, and he was he came to this not because he wanted to move a political agenda, but because he wanted to keep his guns, and that was what motivated him.
Well, one of the reasons, and I don't think I ever explained this to you, just sounded sort of cool. One of the reasons I call when you come on the show Operation Indignant Fury is when you look at this, especially for me, if you take this and use this as an overlay, you can take and look at anything they're talking about today, and there's somewhere in this book where that's been tried before.
Yep.
And very slowly, once you read the book, this is where the Indignant Fury comes in, because they're really I know the Republicans are not doing what they should do, but for the liberals, they're really counting on a very short memory and gullibility, aren't they?
That's one of the things. And one of the things I've noticed more than anything else is that the memory of the United States of average doofus Americanus is pretty short. And, you know,
finally, a scientific name is put to it. Okay.
I can't claim the copyright to that. I know.
Okay. I like it, though. I do like it.
Yeah. Some of my friends at Appleseed, I think, came up with that. But the things come around again, and it's always, oh, wow, what an interesting new idea, a waiting period, a cooling off period before you take that gun and go do something rash with it. Well, I got 50 more in the safe at home. Yeah, let's be real. If I want to kill somebody, I'm going to find a way to do it. If I'm a criminal, I will act like a criminal. If I'm not a criminal, I'm going to follow the law so far as possible.
So
that's where we are.
That's why I call it Operation Indignant Fury, though. I mean, for all the claims they make, it's really constantly, it's like you said, there's only so much they can do and so many claims they can make. And I just wonder, have you ever had a candid, well, you know what, we're this would be a long answer. I'll ask you this question when we get back.
Okay.
The Firearms Coalition, you may be a member of it, not know it. If you're a member of Cal. Yeah, the Firearms Coalition is not some rigid group. They're a guerrilla rights organization. They're a communications branch. They get out, they work well together with everybody out there on the state level, where the actual fight actually happens, like in Colorado with the grassroots. That wasn't an NRA thing or a GOA thing. That was a Colorado thing. And the Firearms Coalition was there in the shadows, watching and helping out. We'll be right back. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition, Chris Knox, on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
To you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Chris, have you ever used a G-Code holster? Do you carry a gun everywhere you go in Arizona, IA?
You know, I have a corporate job and I can't. I have to go through, there's times that I can't, but when I do carry, and I'm interested in these modular holsters you're recommending.
We'll have to talk offline and find out what your flavor is, and we'll see what we can do. Anyway, that and soon to be being carried a lot in Arizona, except when at work.
Going through the doors, it can create trouble.
I sincerely hope. I hope you don't work at Costco. That's a bad thing.
No, thank God.
Yeah. Anyway, my guest, Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition. Have you ever had a chat? Have you ever had the occasion? And because I never have. I don't run up against them very often. I have never gone to any gun control advocates and asked them to be a member of, you know, a member of, to come on the show. Mm-hmm. Simply because I myself don't like people talking on top of each other. And I know that we would be talking on, and that's not good radio. That doesn't work. That doesn't work for me. So that's why I've never done it. Have you ever had a candid conversation where you walked away and said, so that's where they really come from?
Yeah, I have. And it's kind of eye-opening because there is this, you remember I talked about Jeff's fascination with this word allowed, that and people talk about what they're allowed to do. Well, I kind of come at it from a different direction. Just tell me what I'm not allowed to do.
Right.
And then because I'm going to assume I can do everything until you tell me I can't do something. And basically that comes to be where I can swing my fist. The old thing about swinging my fist, as long as your nose isn't in the way. And I'm basically not initiating force against somebody else. And let people do what they're going to do. But there's this mindset that, oh, I have to be explicitly allowed to do something before I can do it. And so I remember. Yeah.
Okay.
I remember driving. We were going hunting on the Copa Wildlife Refuge, which is out in western Arizona, and rolling up to the entry of the refuge, dirt road, and there's a big sign there, and there's a list of things that are explicitly not allowed, and then at the bottom it says all activities not explicitly allowed are prohibited. I said, okay. That tells me everything I need to know about the mindset of the guy that wrote that sign. So, and that is the mindset of the prohibitionist that we run into. And that's and once you kind of get into absorb that viewpoint, it just turns my stomach. It's kind of hard to, but once you understand that, then you can figure out a way to talk to people in a way that it might threaten them, but it also, if you talk to them, you can also, again, you want to influence the people around them, the people that are kind of marginal on the discussion, that are listening in on the discussion. So, and that can be useful.
Well, let's go somewhere I've never gone before, okay?
Huh?
These gun grabbers, they have this romantic notion that if gun ownership were eliminated in the United States, that all of this, this stuff, this freedom and everything, that they somehow or other seem to think just happened.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think that ever gets diluted at all. And I mean, I sit back and I try to imagine in my mind's eye, at what point does the government swing and go rogue on us, right? And it doesn't take a whole lot of imagination. I mean, I just look back at World War II with the Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
All those people they interred then. I look at them spying on us today. I purposely text things that are shocking. Just because at the NSA Gathering Center, I hope they're, you know, I'm making some eyebrows go up. Just, you know, I do stuff like that just because I know that kind of stuff is going on. And I look at this government, and I look at some of the stuff they'll say with a straight face, and it doesn't take me very long to think, in my mind's eye, that them starting to do some, you know, going all Pol Pot on me, or, Mao Tse-Chung on me, that's not that far away if they were to get what they wanted, and what they wanted in their heart of hearts, if they were to get it the way they wanted it. The gun grabbers don't take that in, do they? That's not, it just wouldn't happen, would it, in their world?
Well, it wouldn't happen. And they point to Europe, how lovely life is in Europe. And by the way, you said if all guns were eliminated, you left out a word. If all legal guns were eliminated.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
And that's all right. But I'm quick to, in the discussions, I'm quick to point that out. But they'll point to Europe and say, look how beautiful it is in Europe and how nice it is in Europe, and say, oh, okay, the Charlie Hebdo massacre. And I saw a film or some video of a guy of one of the guys, you know, preaching a sermon after shooting the place up and then jumping in his car and driving off. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, if that was in Arizona, this dude would be laid out on the street with two or three rifle rounds through. It
well,
wouldn't happen that way.
Well, I mean, in that kind of mindset is so dangerous. There was that one cop that they show getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
Ran up on them, telling them to stop. Unarmed.
Stop. All right. Stop.
He was
all right.
He was
so, show, say, stop again.
You've seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail with the French guy on the top of the castle. That's how I thought that probably happened.
Mm-hmm.
Lay down your weapons or I will taunt you a second time.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then he gets killed for his trouble, and everybody's sitting around going, but I thought the gun control, she's supposed to work for us, yes?
Nope.
We are the French, yes? Yeah, you are the French, but you're the unarmed French.
Exactly.
And that's the example they gave us where the government doesn't kill everybody wholesale or anything. They just think that, we can look at France. Let's look to Australia. Let's look to England. Although they never talk about they call it football, but, a lot of people get killed at soccer games. They never talk about that. Never talk about that.
Yeah, the soccer thuggery. And the,
I tell you what, before you start on the next point, we're coming up on the last break.
Okay.
Tell everybody how they can find you and your brother Jeff and what you guys do.
We are at www.firearmscoalition, all one word, .org. And just search on Knox and Guns, and you'll find us that way, too.
For those of you that fancy yourself guerrilla fighters, these are the guerrilla fighters on the advocacy front. And you may already be a member and not know it. Which is not to say there's a lot of liberal organizations that claim membership from people, too. Like the Moms Demand Attention. They, if you like them on Facebook, you're a member. But that's not what they're doing. This is actually a line of communication that has been set up. These guys work very, very well together, very effective, very effectively, and well worth the look. We'll be right back. My guest this hour, once again, Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. I'm waiting to see what holster is going to come out of this, because if they'll do a little scorpion incorporation into the holster design, oh my gosh. But check them out. You'll like what you see. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. I interrupted you as you were getting ready to start making another point, another line of attack, just because I didn't want to, you know, have to interrupt you while you're making a line of attack. So please, please, go for it.
Yeah, we were discussing just the mindset of what's not allowed, what allowed means, and what's not allowed, and people going from a view of I'm only allowed to do what I'm explicitly allowed to do, and where there's a more liberty-minded view that says I can do anything I want as long as I'm not stepping on somebody else's toes. And I am really pretty much free to do anything I want. I just have to deal with the consequences. And where in Europe or in Japan, people have boxes that they have to fit into, and they have categories they fit into. There's a dad used to say back in the day, he said, the further west you go in general, the closer you are to the malcontent in your family. And so we ended up in Texas and then moved further west from there. But going back historically, somebody would walk away from job, family, home, or maybe invited to leave as a service to the community, and they would go west. And in general, that was true, and then all the loose nuts ended up in California. But going out across the country, it seems like you generally have a more liberty-minded view as you go west, with certain exceptions. And I think about the South. I think about the about New Hampshire and the live free or die mindset.
But what is it with the coastline, though? Why are the liberals in certain bastions on our coastlines?
Yeah, it seems like it's where the it's not even the big cities, because although, well, you know, Houston, that's you saying you, there you see, you know, that's not Texas, that's Houston. So I honestly don't know, but the demographics are such that once you get people packed into an urban center, the mindset changes. But even that is starting to change. I mean, I live in a metropolitan area. I live in Phoenix, and yet I can strap a hog leg on and carry it openly, or if my coat happens to cover it up, I'm not guilty of carrying concealed without a permit. So we've got a lot of liberty out here in the Southwest. Texas is in fact, of course, constitutional carry is an idea that's starting to spread. Kansas just passed constitutional carry. Governor Brownback signed it.
That seems to be the trend, isn't it? But you've got a bunch of governors. I mean, like in West Virginia, the margins were gigantic, uh-huh, where the legislature passed it, and then the governor steps up and says, I cannot allow this to happen because I know better than you, the people that elected you, and everybody else, because I'm the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. And then you got the same thing. In Montana, we had the same thing. And just the other day, carpetbagger elite Terry McAuliffe, who, you know, parachuted into Virginia to become the gov there, he vetoed a whole bunch of pro-gun legislation.
Yep.
It's as far as transparency is concerned, I see all the way through it, but I do find it interesting. I hope that West Virginia were their margins so good they could overcome a veto?
I don't know if they would be able to take the veto. I saw that it passed, and it passed by a good margin. They may be able to override that veto. I'm hoping they can. But that a lot of times the politicians don't want to get into that because it requires people going against their, politicians going against their guy. Whether that will happen or not, I don't know. But we'll be watching. The thing that amazes me though, and that is as we move through this, we hear about the gun control utopias of Washington, D.C. and Chicago, and they certainly don't want to be like Phoenix, Arizona, where anybody could carry a gun. Well, yeah, Phoenix, Arizona, which has half their crime rate, half their violent assault rate, half their murder rate. It's and I don't know that it's exactly half, but it is a fraction of the crime that you find elsewhere. We got our problems in Phoenix. Arizona has its problem. But they are problems that stem from people, not from the tools that people have.
Not freedom. It's not from freedom. It's
exactly. Exactly.
In Chicago, not Illinois, just Chicago. In Chicago, crime dropped. There's three categories of crime that dropped at least 20%, and in other cases over 20%. As soon as that came online.
Yeah, because the question, they started wondering maybe somebody...
Who's got the guns? Legally. Who's carried a gun legally now?
Mm-hmm.
And, D.C. doesn't look at that. And all of these states, New Jersey...
Oh, gosh.
Which exists like a East German satellite throughout, floating in the middle of the United States... They look around and think, well, we know exactly what we're doing, and the rest of you guys that can carry guns, well, you know, come on in here, and we're going to put you in the gulag. I always wonder about these states that don't look at the other states and say, hey, Petri dish that we didn't have to pay for.
Yeah.
But look what they got out of it. This is a good idea. Let's us go with it, too. Then we, too, will look good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those remarkable things that they call it the laboratory of democracy, the different states are. And why can't states look at each other and learn from what they have? And actually, they do. Florida started the trend of concealed carry way back in the 80s. And look at what has happened. So
my state doesn't, Chris. My state doesn't look at other states.
Well, yeah. I know.
South Carolina does not look at us. I would like to see a contingent of you guys roll in because what I like about you guys is that you guys don't sit out there and say, well, you know, we're going to have to go according to decorum. There's just simply some things you just don't say. That's not part of your lexicon. So I would like to see you guys roll in. And the problem is that our politicians around here, they all, I don't know, they... This is going to sound horrible. If a sinkhole appeared under my General Assembly in South Carolina and swallowed them, and I know a few of them. I know a few of them, and I like a few of them. But I'm going to look at that as a gift from God, as a sign from something, as something. And I'm not going to sit back and shed a tear if that were to happen because these guys, the guys where I live, they think that everything should be the way it was since Reconstruction.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Everybody's got their good old days that they want to look back at. And I'm sorry, but you got to deal with the now, and you got to make this your own good old days. And real honestly, for the gun people these days, for gun owners, these are pretty good days.
Yes.
Because
yes,
the trend is going our way.
Yeah.
Much as the million attention-grabbing moms want to think it's the other, maybe not quite a million attention-grabbing moms, want it to go the other way, want to roll back freedom. I think freedom is a virus that people catch, and it's a beneficial virus that all of a sudden they realize that, oh, I am not just allowed to do something. I have the liberty to do what I want and the responsibility to deal with the consequences.
We're getting ready to run out of time. Once again, tell everybody how they find you. We will do this again next week. Indignant Fury must go on.
We are at firearmscoalition.org, and if you do a web search on Chris Knox or Jeff Knox or Neil Knox, you will find us. And we're out there. We've been writing for years, and we look forward to seeing your audience, Bill, show up. And we're just here to spread the word.
Roger that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.